This is a listening test for SPM Trial 2024. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now, open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. You hear a conversation between a man and a woman.
Hi John, I heard you are under the weather.
Hi Alice, thank you for asking. I'm getting better now after I started eating more fruits and vegetables.
Oh, that's great. Eating healthy food can really help. Do you exercise too?
Yes, I walk for 30 minutes every day. It helps me stay fit.
Wonderful. Don't forget to drink plenty of water. Keep yourself hydrated. Get well soon, John.
Thank you, Alice.
Now, listen again.
Hi, John. I heard you are under the weather.
Hi, Alice. Thank you for asking. I'm getting better now after I started eating more fruits and vegetables.
Oh, that's great. Eating healthy food can really help. Do you exercise too?
Yes, I walk for 30 minutes every day. It helps me stay fit.
Wonderful. Don't forget to drink plenty of water. Keep yourself hydrated. Get well soon, John.
Thank you, Alice.
Question 2. You hear a woman talking about her traveling experience.
Traveling to Spain was amazing. I visited Barcelona and saw the beautiful Sagrada Familia. The weather was perfect and the food was delicious, especially the tapas. I walked along La Rambla, enjoying the street performers and shops. I also visited the beach and relaxed by the sea. The culture and people were friendly. It was a trip I will never forget.
Now, listen again.
Traveling to Spain was amazing. I visited Barcelona and saw the beautiful Sagrada Familia. The weather was perfect and the food was delicious, especially the tapas. I walked along La Rambla, enjoying the street performers and shops. I also visited the beach and relaxed by the sea. The culture and people were friendly. It was a trip I will never forget.
Question 3. You hear a policeman giving some advice.
There are many ways to stay safe at home. First, be careful with electrical appliances. Turn them off when not in use to avoid fires. Keep emergency numbers handy in case you need help quickly. It is also good to have a first aid kit for small injuries. The most important part is to lock your doors and windows to keep strangers out. Stay alert and be safe.
Now, listen again.
There are many ways to stay safe at home. First, be careful with electrical appliances. Turn them off when not in use to avoid fires. Keep emergency numbers handy in case you need help quickly. It is also good to have a first aid kit for small injuries. The most important part is to lock your doors and windows to keep strangers out. Stay alert and be safe.
Question 4. You hear a student talking about littering.
Littering is harmful to our environment. When people throw trash on the ground, it makes places look dirty and can hurt animals. Plastic, for example, can stay in nature for many years. To keep our planet clean, we should always use trash bins. It's a simple way to show respect for nature and help protect our world for future generations.
Now, listen again.
Littering is harmful to our environment. When people throw trash on the ground, it makes places look dirty and can hurt animals. Plastic, for example, can stay in nature for many years. To keep our planet clean, we should always use trash bins. It's a simple way to show respect for nature and help protect our world for future generations.
Question 5. You hear a girl talking about her favorite gadget.
The best feature of my smartphone, in my opinion, is its versatility. It can do so much more than just make calls. It can capture moments in stunning details, access to a wealth of information through the internet, and countless apps that make everyday tasks easier. Whether it's staying connected with friends, managing schedules, or enjoying entertainment on the go, smartphones truly enhance my life in countless ways.
Now, listen again.
The best feature of my smartphone, in my opinion, is its versatility. It can do so much more than just make calls. It can capture moments in stunning details, access to a wealth of information through the internet, and countless apps that make everyday tasks easier. Whether it's staying connected with friends, managing schedules, or enjoying entertainment on the go, smartphones truly enhance my life in countless ways.
Question 6. You hear a woman introducing a dish to a tourist.
Lucy, have you tried nasi lemak?
No.
What is it? It is Malaysia's traditional dish. You must try. The rice cooked in coconut milk, served with anchovies, peanuts, boiled egg, and spicy sambal sauce.
That sounds delicious. Is it spicy?
Yes, but you can ask for less spicy sambal.
I'd like to try it. Where can we get it?
There's a Malaysian restaurant downtown. They serve authentic nasi lemak there. Let's go.
Now, listen again.
Lucy, have you tried nasi lemak?
No.
What is it? It is Malaysia's traditional dish. You must try. The rice cooked in coconut milk, served with anchovies, peanuts, boiled egg, and spicy sambal sauce.
That sounds delicious. Is it spicy?
Yes, but you can ask for less spicy sambal.
I'd like to try it. Where can we get it?
There's a Malaysian restaurant downtown. They serve authentic nasi lemak there. Let's go.
Question 7. You hear a woman talking about her shopping experience.
I went shopping for a pair of formal black shoes for my graduation. Unfortunately, it was out of stock, but the salesperson kindly offered me other colors like brown and navy blue. I put it on and fell in love with brown. Upon payment, my eyes get hold on a pair of black heels, which I never dreamed of wearing once. I decided, that's it.
Now, listen again.
I went shopping for a pair of formal black shoes for my graduation. Unfortunately, it was out of stock, but the salesperson kindly offered me other colors like brown and navy blue. I put it on and fell in love with brown. Upon payment, my eyes get hold on a pair of black heels, which I never dreamed of wearing once. I decided, that is it.
That is the end of part one. Now, turn to part two. You will hear a girl talking about Gen Z. For question 8 to 15, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. Now, you have 1 minute to look at part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Members of Gen Z are often referred to as the strawberry generation due to the perception that they are overly sensitive or fragile and unable to withstand mental health challenges or hardship. The term, which originated in Taiwan, equated these young adults to strawberries grown in hothouses which tend to bruise easily. Similarly, those from the strawberry generation grew up well protected from hardships by their parents and as a result find it difficult to withstand social pressure or criticism. This sensitivity has only been made worse by the mental health challenges caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and the various lockdown policies implemented by the governments around the world. According to the Malaysian Mental Health Index 2023, about 52.7% of those aged 15 to 30 experience mild anxiety, while 45.3% experience mild depression. Overall, in the healthy mind domain of the index, youth in Malaysia are found to be at moderate risk for facing emotional disturbance or disruptive feelings. Studies show that youths are receiving inadequate support from family, friends, significant others, and experts. Youths are also unable to live up to social expectations. Older adults find it challenging to grasp and accept the unique circumstances and mindset of today's youth. This disconnect often leads to misunderstandings and a lack of support for the younger generation's struggles. When young people are labeled as weak or incapable, they often internalize these perceptions, leading to feelings of inadequacy or shame. Besides, the years of movement constraints and physical isolation has led to many youths having an even greater reliance on social media and online platforms for social interactions. For many young people, social media is the most comfortable and accessible platform to reach out. Despite its drawbacks, the social media also serves as a valuable tool for raising awareness about mental health issues and connecting young individuals with resources and support networks. Many young people use social media platforms to share their struggles openly, seek advice, and find solidarity with others facing similar challenges. Students in particular have struggled with social anxiety and support. Many are afraid of turning on their cameras during their online classes due to self-judgment and fear of being judged. This fear can significantly impact their ability to engage in everyday activities such as speaking in public, attending social gatherings, making calls, or even making small talk.
Now, listen again.
Members of Gen Z are often referred to as the strawberry generation due to the perception that they are overly sensitive or fragile and unable to withstand mental health challenges or hardship. The term, which originated in Taiwan, equated these young adults to strawberries grown in hothouses, which tend to bruise easily. Similarly, those from the strawberry generation grew up well protected from hardships by their parents and as a result find it difficult to withstand social pressure or criticism. This sensitivity has only been made worse by the mental health challenges caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and the various lockdown policies implemented by the governments around the world. According to the Malaysian Mental Health Index 2023, about 52.7% of those aged 15 to 30 experience mild anxiety, while 45.3% experience mild depression. Overall, in the healthy mind domain of the index, youth in Malaysia are found to be at moderate risk for facing emotional disturbance or disruptive feelings. Studies show that youths are receiving inadequate support from family, friends, significant others, and experts. Youths are also unable to live up to social expectations. Older adults find it challenging to grasp and accept the unique circumstances and mindset of today's youth. This disconnect often leads to misunderstandings and a lack of support for the younger generation's struggles. When young people are labeled as weak or incapable, they often internalize these perceptions, leading to feelings of inadequacy or shame. Besides, the years of movement constraints and physical isolation has led to many youths having an even greater reliance on social media and online platforms for social interactions. For many young people, social media is the most comfortable and accessible platform to reach out. Despite its drawbacks, the social media also serves as a valuable tool for raising awareness about mental health issues and connecting young individuals with resources and support networks. Many young people use social media platforms to share their struggles openly, seek advice, and find solidarity with others facing similar challenges. Students in particular have struggled with social anxiety and support. Many are afraid of turning on their cameras during their online classes due to self-judgment and fear of being judged. This fear can significantly impact their ability to engage in everyday activities such as speaking in public, attending social gatherings, making calls, or even making small talk.
That is the end of part two. Now, turn to part three. You will hear five short extracts in which five people are talking about their favorite sports. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are two extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Speaker 1.
Football is my absolute favorite sport. There's nothing like the thrill of a fast-paced game, the precision of a well-placed pass, and the excitement of a goal. I love the strategy involved and the way it brings people together from all over the world.
Speaker 2.
Tennis involves an unmatched combination of physical ability, mental strategy, and intense competition. I love the feeling of hitting a powerful serve or performing a perfect volley. Watching Grand Slam tournaments is a thrill, and playing with friends keeps me fit and focused. Tennis challenges me and brings immense joy.
Speaker 3.
Swimming is a sport that offers a unique sense of freedom. The gliding through water, the rhythm of each stroke, and the focus required to improve your time are incredibly satisfying. It's a full-body workout that builds strength and endurance. It keeps me motivated and passionate about the sport.
Speaker 4.
Basketball is my escape. The rush of running down the court, the satisfaction of making a perfect shot, and the teamwork are what drive me. Every game is a new challenge, and the energy from the crowd is electrifying. It demands physical fitness and mental sharpness.
Speaker 5.
Golf challenged me to perfect my swing, and the tranquility of being on the course make it special. Each hole presents a new puzzle to solve, demanding precision and strategy. It's a mental game as much as a physical one, and the satisfaction of a well-played round is incredibly rewarding.
Now, listen again. Speaker 1.
Football is my absolute favorite sport. There's nothing like the thrill of a fast-paced game, the precision of a well-placed pass, and the excitement of a goal. I love the strategy involved and the way it brings people together from all over the world.
Speaker 2.
Tennis involves an unmatched combination of physical ability, mental strategy, and intense competition. I love the feeling of hitting a powerful serve or performing a perfect volley. Watching Grand Slam tournaments is a thrill, and playing with friends keeps me fit and focused. Tennis challenges me and brings immense joy.
Speaker 3.
Swimming is a sport that offers a unique sense of freedom. The gliding through water, the rhythm of each stroke, and the focus required to improve your time are incredibly satisfying. It's a full-body workout that builds strength and endurance. It keeps me motivated and passionate about the sport.
Speaker 4.
Basketball is my escape. The rush of running down the court, the satisfaction of making a perfect shot, and the teamwork are what drive me. Every game is a new challenge, and the energy from the crowd is electrifying. It demands physical fitness and mental sharpness.
Speaker 5.
Golf challenged me to perfect my swing, and the tranquility of being on the course make it special. Each hole presents a new puzzle to solve, demanding precision and strategy. It's a mental game as much as a physical one, and the satisfaction of a well-played round is incredibly rewarding.
That is the end of part 3. Now, look at part 4. You will hear an interview with a book lover talking about the benefits of reading authentic materials compared to online materials. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hello everyone. Today we have Miss Daisy, a teacher and book lover, with us to discuss the benefits of reading authentic materials compared to online materials. Good morning, Miss Daisy.
Good morning. I'm delighted to share some of my thoughts about today's topic.
Great. Let's start with a basic question. What do you mean by authentic materials?
Authentic materials are texts that are not made for teaching purposes. They can be anything from newspapers, novels, and magazines to brochures and menus. These materials are created for native speakers and used in real-life situations.
That sounds interesting. How do authentic materials help in learning a language?
Authentic materials expose learners to the language as it is used in everyday life. They show real vocabulary, expressions, and grammar in context. This helps learners understand how native speakers use the language naturally.
How is this different from reading online materials?
Online materials can also be authentic, but many are simplified or created for learners. While these are helpful, they don't always show the language as it's really used. Authentic materials can be more challenging, but they give a more accurate picture of the language.
Can you give us some examples of authentic materials that are good for language learning?
Sure. Newspapers and magazines are great because they cover a wide range of topics. Novels and short stories are also excellent because they provide rich language and cultural insights. Even things like menus, brochures, and advertisements can be very useful.
What about online materials? Aren't they more convenient and up-to-date?
Yes, online materials are very convenient and always current. They are great for staying informed about the latest news and trends. However, they can sometimes be less reliable, and the quality of language can vary. It's important to choose good sources online.
So, you are saying there's a place for both authentic materials and online materials in language learning?
Absolutely. Both have their benefits. Authentic materials give a deep, rich understanding of the language and culture, while online materials are great for practice and keeping up with current events. It's best to use a mix of both.
How can learners find authentic materials that suit their level?
Start with a simpler materials like children's books or graded readers. As you get more comfortable, move on to more challenging texts like newspapers or novels. Libraries and bookstores are good places to find these materials. Online, you can look for authentic sources like news websites, but be mindful of the quality.
What are some specific benefits of reading books and printed materials over digital ones?
Reading books and printed materials can improve focus and concentration. There's something about holding a book and turning the pages that helps you stay engaged. It also reduces screen time, which is good for your eyes and overall well-being.
Do you have any tips for people who want to start reading more authentic materials?
Start with topics that interest you. If you enjoy the subject, you are more likely to stay motivated. Don't be afraid to use a dictionary, but try to understand the meaning from the context first. Set aside regular time for reading and make it a habit.
How about learners who struggle with understanding authentic materials?
It's normal to find authentic materials challenging at first. Don't get discouraged. Start with easier texts and gradually move to more complex ones. Try to read regularly, even if it's just a few minutes a day. Over time, you'll see improvement.
Thank you, Ms. Daisy, for your encouragement. Any final thoughts?
Just remember that reading is a journey. Enjoy the process and explore different types of materials. The more you read, the more confident you'll become. Happy reading!
Thanks again, Ms. Daisy. And thank you to our listeners. Until next time!
Now, listen again.
Hello, everyone. Today, we have Ms. Daisy, a teacher and book lover, with us to discuss the benefits of reading authentic materials compared to online materials. Good morning, Ms. Daisy.
Good morning. I'm delighted to share some of my thoughts about today's topic.
Great. Let's start with a basic question. What do you mean by authentic materials?
Authentic materials are texts that are not made for teaching purposes. They can be anything from newspapers, novels, and magazines to brochures and menus. These materials are created for native speakers and used in real-life situations.
That sounds interesting. How do authentic materials help in learning a language?
Authentic materials expose learners to the language as it is used in everyday life. They show real vocabulary, expressions, and grammar in context. This helps learners understand how native speakers use the language naturally.
How is this different from reading online materials?
Online materials can also be authentic, but many are simplified or created for learners. While these are helpful, they don't always show the language as it's really used. Authentic materials can be more challenging, but they give a more accurate picture of the language.
Can you give us some examples of authentic materials that are good for language learning?
Sure. Newspapers and magazines are great because they cover a wide range of topics. Novels and short stories are also excellent because they provide rich language and cultural insights. Even things like menus, brochures, and advertisements can be very useful.
What about online materials? Aren't they more convenient and up-to-date?
Yes, online materials are very convenient and always current. They are great for staying informed about the latest news and trends. However, they can sometimes be less reliable, and the quality of language can vary. It's important to choose good sources online.
So, you are saying there's a place for both authentic materials and online materials in language learning?
Absolutely. Both have their benefits. Authentic materials give a deep, rich understanding of the language and culture, while online materials are great for practice and keeping up with current events. It's best to use a mix of both.
How can learners find authentic materials that suit their level?
Start with a simpler materials like children's books or graded readers. As you get more comfortable, move on to more challenging texts like newspapers or novels. Libraries and bookstores are good places to find these materials. Online, you can look for authentic sources like news websites, but be mindful of the quality.
Hmm.
What are some specific benefits of reading books and printed materials over digital ones?
Reading books and printed materials can improve focus and concentration. There's something about holding a book and turning the pages that helps you stay engaged. It also reduces screen time, which is good for your eyes and overall well-being.
Do you have any tips for people who want to start reading more authentic materials?
Start with topics that interest you. If you enjoy the subject, you are more likely to stay motivated. Don't be afraid to use a dictionary, but try to understand the meaning from the context first. Set aside regular time for reading and make it a habit.
How about learners who struggle with understanding authentic materials?
It's normal to find authentic materials challenging at first. Don't get discouraged. Start with easier texts and gradually move to more complex ones. Try to read regularly, even if it's just a few minutes a day. Over time, you'll see improvement.
Thank you, Ms. Daisy, for your encouragement. Any final thoughts?
Just remember that reading is a journey. Enjoy the process and explore different types of materials. The more you read, the more confident you'll become. Happy reading!
Thanks again, Ms. Daisy. And thank you to our listeners. Until next time!
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have 1 more minute. That is the end of the test.